somebody said, praise the Lord. Oh, that's wonderful. It's good to be here tonight. I said, it's good to be here tonight. I said, it's good to be here tonight. Hallelujah. If you're glad that you are here, say, praise the Lord. Oh, boy, isn't this fantastic? Ooh. I actually am just about convinced that you mean what you're saying tonight. Praise God. You talk about this wonderful singing. My Lord, have mercy. We should have rearranged the furniture in this auditorium tonight. Some of you ought to be somewhere on the rafters. And we ought to be here with fire department nets waiting for you to jump down. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like what I feel in the service tonight. Amen. I want everybody on the far right side, on the outside and the far right side, to say victory tonight. Oh, brother. I was that puny, I'd have stayed home. Everybody say victory tonight on my far right side. Victory! That's good. I think you had a sandwich for supper. Come on, say it like you had a hamburger. Come on. Victory! Thank you. Praise God. All right, the next section is victory right now. Say it. Oh, brother, I believe we're going to get victory in that section tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Everybody in this section say victory after a while. Come on. Victory after a while. Say it. Victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's all right. Amen. 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 On this side, we shall overcome. Hey, I like that. But some of you are out of step somewhere. Let's get together. We shall. You ain't going to overcome nothing. Not like that. Everybody in that section, stand up. That's right. Get your mind off of the boys and get your mind off of the girls and say, we shall overcome. Oh, what's the matter with you? Hallelujah. Raise your hand and say victory right now. Come on. Victory right now. That's so much better. Let's do it again. Raise your right hand. Victory right now. Man, that's good. Let's do it again. Victory right now. Oh, boy. That's wonderful. You may be seated. That side right there, stand up. Amen. And say, I love you, Jesus. Will you do it? Come on. I love you, Jesus. Hey, I like that. Say it again. I love you, Jesus. Boy, that's good. Say it one more time. I love you, Jesus. Woo. Thank God. There are some of you who haven't opened your mouth. You love somebody, but his name is not Jesus. Now, forget that somebody for a while and fall in love with Jesus right now. Amen. Everybody now, once again, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Wonderful. You may be seated. All right, the far left side, glory to your name. Come on. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Let's get together. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Does every side remember what you said? Can we say together our part? I forget what you said, but can you remember what you said? Amen. Let's say it together. Now, everybody, whatever you said a while ago, say it now together, will you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. I want all of us together now tonight. Listen to me. All of us together. I don't care whether you feel like you mean it or not. I want you to speak it from your heart. And then the anointing will come on you. Some of you girls, you're just admiring yourself. You're admiring your shoes. You're admiring your dress. You're admiring, well, just your own flesh. I want you to get your mind off of yourself right now, and I want you to fall in love with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody. Now, I'm going to come and get you by the neck if you don't respond to what I'm asking you to do. I'm going to single you out. I'm going to ask you to come stand right here by me if you don't respond. Amen. Praise God. You better listen to me now. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're all going to raise our hands together. I'm especially talking to the young people, but I would like the cooperation of everybody. And we're going to say three times just as loud as we can. You say, it's not a noise. I know it better than you do, but there is something about giving God our very best that He admires. Amen. With everything that we've got, three times we're going to say, I love you, Jesus. It's not going to be quick. It's not going to be fast, but we're going to be just real articulate and real slow. And speak it with real sincerity. I love you, Jesus. That's how we're going to say it. Everybody together now. Raise your hands. Come on. All right, on the front seat. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Come on. Raise your hands. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say it again. I love you, Jesus. Say it again. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 From the minute I walked into this service, I knew that God was trying to move in a special way, But there was a spirit that was opposing the move of God. And you were yielding yourself to that spirit of opposition. There's always a reason why the enemy wants to destroy a Pentecostal service. Because he realizes, should God have his perfect will and way in the service tonight, and his name be lifted up and glorified, that there will be hearts blessed. There will be hearts filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the power of darkness will have to bow down and back out and move out of the way of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to give us a marvelous service tonight. And we are going to have it in and through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. I've been having the strangest thoughts all day long to preach to you. I'm not going to preach very long. The altar is open from the beginning of the service. And because I'm preaching, from this very moment forward, these altars are open. But I don't want anybody kneeling in the altars. No one kneeling. We have no room for people to kneel. We only have room for people that stand up. Because there are many that are going to be in the altar to receive what they need from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. 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 I'm asking you to turn to Samuel, 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 23. Verse 20. I want you to pray. I want you to believe God. God wants to do something great in this service tonight. I feel the undercurrent of His Spirit already moving. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. He slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. I would like to speak to you tonight. By the help of God and your prayerful attention on this question, are you a lion killer? Are you a lion killer? As I look at these verses of Scripture, the word is strange, Benaiah, but it is the name of an Israeli youth. An Israeli youth that admired David, his king and leader. He was so dedicated to the cause of David that he feared
not even for his life. And here we see him excelling. Here we see him standing out as a great youth because he counted his life as nothing when it came to dedicating it and sacrificing it to the cause of David. I read concerning Benaiah, and the thing that stands out in the 20th verse, he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. As I read that, I thought to myself, what tremendous courage, what tremendous dedication, what tremendous desire, what great consecration, what a fearless young man that he would follow a lion into a pit on a day that was snowy and wrestle with that lion until he killed him. And I believe with all of my heart tonight, as we sit in this beautiful tabernacle under the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost, as I look at beautiful young people that have the desire deep within their hearts to give God their very all and their very best, there are lions in your life that wants to destroy you. But I believe with all of my heart that we have a dedicated youth in our midst that are willing to face the lions anywhere, anytime, and destroy that lion on their own terms and on their own grounds. As I look at you tonight, I know that there is a personal lion in every one of your lives. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, to lay aside every sin that doth so easily beset us. The sin that doth so easily beset us. There is a lion in your life. There is a sin in your life that is stalking you. It has stalked you for many weeks and for many months. Since the day that you received the Holy Ghost, there has been a sin in your life that has stalked you. That's the lion that wants to destroy your walk and your integrity and your holiness and your righteousness with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And I want you to notice something. The third verse. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In your minds. If there is a sin that Satan is using today to destroy our young people, it's the sin of reasoning. It's the sin of re-evaluating. It's the sin of trying to find a different way than what you have been handed down to you by your church, by the virtue of spiritual inheritance, maybe in the home that you have been born and raised in. there is that spirit of doubt in the mind of our young people that is making them to look at the church of the living God and try to change what they have received, oh yes, and try to reevaluate their experience in God and try to do away with the things that have brought power into your life. Hallelujah. Let me explain myself. There are too many young people that are trying to say that there are so many demands of them in the church that are not necessary. We are looking at ourselves and we are trying to depreciate the standard of holiness that we have received from our forefathers that has been handed down to us through the efforts of sacrifice, of prayer, and fasting, and total dedication and consecration to the cause of God. There is that undermining power. We are fainting through our minds. It's a lion that wants to destroy your faith through your reasoning faculties. Hallelujah. 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 But let me tell you, I have confidence. I have confidence in our young people. I have confidence in our future generation. I have confidence that we have lion killers in our midst. Hallelujah. Fearless, ferocious, dedicated, gallant, strong, brave young people that are willing to fight the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 That lion has been stalking you. Someone came to me last night. There has been doubt ever since they've taken the first step towards God. There has been torment. That's a lion that wants to destroy your faith in God. He wants to weary your mind. He wants you to faint by the reasoning of negative thinking. He wants to undermine your faith in the church. The church of the living God, that is your only hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at him. I want you to see him tonight. A young man. I want you to see him. And he meets a lion. I want you to see him. And the lion is in a pit. Now look at that young man. He jumps in the pit with the lion. There is no place to run. There is no room to back out. He placed himself in such a precarious position that he can't even afford to turn his back for one instant on that lion. And he can feel the hot breath of that lion on his own neck. I want you to see him as he stands eye to eye, foot to foot with that lion. Hallelujah. Something tells me that I have young people that I'm preaching to tonight that needs fresh anointing upon their life. They need a rededication. They need a reconsecration. They need holy, holy unction. They need the strength that only Jesus Christ can give you to go into the pit where your lion is and stand eye to eye, foot to foot, hand to hand against your lion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've ever felt defeat. My brother-in-law was raised in a Mormon church. 51 years old. Went to the doctor. About 10 weeks ago, and the doctor said, lung cancer. How long does Dave have to live? They refused to give an answer. His wife called us for prayer. I felt the pressure of needing to go and be with Dave. But I did not feel the signal or the touch of God to go until 6 weeks after I knew that he had terminal cancer. The doctor says nothing can be done for Dave. And we are not God. We cannot number his days, but he is very, very sick. One day I felt it was time for me to go. So one Monday morning, I left home and went to Phoenix, Arizona. I walked into the bedroom to look at a man that was so emaciated. And to my surprise, next to his bedstand was cigarettes and an ashtray full of cigarettes. And the doctor said that Dave was going to die anyhow, and although the cigarettes caused his death, let him enjoy his smoking until he dies, for he is surely going to die. I sat by Dave Whitmore's bedside, and I began to try to prove to him and make him to understand that it was a sin against his own body to smoke. He looked at me and he did not fathom or believe what I said. And the first day I was there, he just brushed me to one side. He was a very gentlemanly person. He wasn't rude, but politely he built a wall between me and himself and just cast me to one side. The next morning, I sat by his bedside. I said, Dave, you've got to lay down these cigarettes so God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. He said, do you really mean that it is that bad to smoke? I said, yes, it is. He laid down his cigarettes Tuesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, I walked into the bedroom. He says, John, I can't keep my promise to God. I must smoke. I said, Dave, you've got to keep your promise to God. You're wrestling against a lion. Satan is as a roaring lion seeking to destroy you. And the cigarette is a lion. You must wrestle with it. You must come face to face with it. You must come hand to hand with it. You must come foot to foot with it. You must get in the pit and wrestle with your lion until you slay him. He says, I can't. I can't. And he started smoking again. He worsened from that moment forward. He said, in the morning I must go to the hospital. I called the doctor. The doctor says, why? I said, he's very serious. He said, are you sure? I said, I'm so sure that he may not live till we get to the hospital. He said, take him to the emergency room. We took him to the emergency room, and as he laid in the emergency room, he died. We called the nurse. There was an intern in the emergency room just around the corner. He jumped up. He screamed at us to get out. And in 15 minutes, they had him alive again. They looked at me and they said, "Now, there is nothing we can do for Dave. He's far gone. All his vital signs have stopped. All his vital organs have stopped. He could no longer talk. If there's anything we can do to make you comfortable, just let us know." I looked at his wife. I said, "Charlene, I want you to go home." I said, "Elizabeth, you take Charlene and go home." Hallelujah. I walked the corridor, a Catholic hospital, and I tell you, I felt so forsaken. Oh, I felt so alone. And Jerry, my brother-in-law, full of the Holy Ghost, a young man, he was just so desperate. He was just as desperate as I was. I said, "God, we must do something tonight." I walked into the hospital room where Dave was. I said, "Dave!" And I've always heard that when you're in a coma, you can hear anyhow. They tell you not to speak when someone is in a coma, even though it may be a deep coma. I said, "Do you hear me?" He said, "Yes." "Is there anything I can do?" He didn't answer. I left the room. I was so miserable. I was so defeated. Oh, I was so disturbed. I said, "God, we've got to do something." I went right back into the room. I said, "Dave, can I do anything for you?" He raised both his hands like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I felt like I had my lion in the pit. Hallelujah. And then he made the sign of prayer with both of his hands like this. Hallelujah. I said, "Do you want us to pray?" He nodded his head. And the minute that he nodded his head, his kidneys unblocked. And God gave him back his vocal organs. And we began to pray with him. Hallelujah. 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 10 minutes after we began to pray, his wife walked in with her best girlfriend, Elizabeth. And I was so glad, because when Charlene walked in, she saw her husband receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hila mashanda rakata maha. Woo! Hila mashanda rakata mahanaya. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, friend, she wept for joy. And then he had enough strength. He said, "Charlene, come here." He took her and put his arms around her. He told her how much he loved her. What a good wife she has been. Oh, what a beautiful scene of rejoicing. And then he went into a deep coma and never to awake again. But friend, we were in the pit with that lion. Hallelujah. And the wrestling match was on. But Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Hallelujah! 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 Woo! I feel victory here tonight. I feel victory. I feel victory. I feel victory. I plead the blood. I curse every demon. I plead the blood for victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the glass, it wasn't just a pit. It was a snowy day. A snowy day. Cold hands and meeting a warm lion. Cold hands. Shivering hands. It's cold. It's hard to fight, Brother John, when your heart is frozen with doubt. It's so hard to fight when your hands are clammy with fear. It's so hard to fight when you're standing alone. Oh, it's easy for some people to live for God because the circumstances has always been perfect for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're the biggest fool that ever lived if you can't live for God in America. You're the biggest fool that ever lived. If you can't live for God now, I know of no circumstance that is any better than right now. And if you can't live for God now, you'll never be able to live for God. For this is the best that you will ever have it anywhere, anytime and any place. Hallelujah. 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 My God, how can you fight so good? How can you go against a spear and take it out of the Egyptian's hand with a staff and kill him? How can you fight so good? How can you jump in a pit on a snowy day and fight with a lion with your bare hands and wrestle until you break the lion's neck and he gives up his life in defeat to you? How? You look to him. How did you do it? Very easy. If you have lived with me and you would have seen David do mighty things, this is but a small thing for me. I have seen David do mighty things. I have seen David. I have seen David do such tremendous things. And because of my loyalty and my dedication to David, I receive strength from him. And here, friend, let me tell you, we have a heavenly David tonight. We have a heavenly David. We have a heavenly David. And because of him, we have conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. 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 A young man, about 21 years old, his wife left him, took his baby away. 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning. I was asleep and enjoying every bit of it. The telephone rang. It was the police captain in Longview, Texas. He said, "Brother Kershaw, we've got a man on the top of the tower. And his mother says that he's been to your church 2 or 3 times. And he's going to jump. He is hysterical. Would you please come and help us get him off that tower? We've been trying since 12 o'clock, and now it's 2. Will you please come?" "What can I do?" "Sure," I said. "Yes, yes." I dressed up in my sleep. I got in my car, and I said, "God, what am I going to do? Lord, I've never done this before." Here is the young man, hysterical. Here he is on the highest tower in town. And he is screaming, "I want my baby!" They gave me that megaphone. And they were so glad to see me, they turned me loose with the megaphone. And I looked around and disappeared. They were so glad. They were so relieved. And I looked around. There was nobody but myself. Brother, I was in the pit by myself with a lion. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I know you're no match to the devil. By yourself, I know you're not. I know you're not. And you've been tormented because you've been fighting with your own strength. But I'm here to tell you that His grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. You need faith. You need faith. You need faith. You need faith. You need to believe God like you've never believed Him before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tony, Tony, do you hear me, Tony? Tony, do you hear me? This is Brother Kershaw. Tony, this is Brother Kershaw. No answer. Oh, what a desolate feeling. The police chief said, "Brother Kershaw, he's a desperate man. He's hysterical." He said, "I'm afraid, even though he may not want to kill himself, and he may not have any intentions to kill himself, he's been there for so long that his strength is going to give up on him, and he's going to have to turn loose and fall, even though he doesn't really want to kill himself. He's been up there 2 hours, and he can't hold on much longer, because the way he climbed was on those crisscross girders,
and his feet was in there sideways, and they were cutting into his feet, and he was holding on with sheer strength. And from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, I said, "Tony, son, come down. The Lord will take care of you." Hallelujah. I didn't know what to say, but God gave me strength for 2 hours. I looked up for 2 hours. I didn't realize until I was through that my neck was sore and stiff. And for 2 hours, I kept a barrage of words just keeping flowing to Tony. And about 2 hours' time, I saw 1 foot go down one girder. Hallelujah. And then the next. And then the next. And then the next. And then the next. Hallelujah. 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 Greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You can live for God. You can be a lion killer. I'm looking at people that can be lion killers. In a pit, on a snowy day, you can kill your lion. Hallelujah. I don't care if you have been born in a Pentecostal home. You're the worst offenders. Your lion has stalked you to doubt the most precious treasure that you will ever receive as long as you live. Go ahead and pop your gum. Go ahead. Play with your hair. Go ahead. Pop your gum. Go ahead. Write notes. Don't look around. You're just as guilty. Go ahead. Play, church. Go ahead. Play. Play. Go ahead. Keep playing. Keep playing. And while you're playing, the trump of God is going to sound. And that which you have refused to believe is going to happen. And then it's too late. And you're going to be left behind. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and be unconcerned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know where we are tonight? Noah talking to his children. Noah talking to his children. I don't believe that Noah's children really believed with all of their heart. They just respected their father. And that's all we're asking of you, is to respect what God has preserved for you for so long. You don't even have a reverent spirit to respect what God has given you. The privilege of knowing who He is, of being baptized in His name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I've always preached about what happened outside the ark. I've always preached about what happened outside the ark. How they screamed and how they bellowed and how they scratched at the door. But I want us to look at what happened inside the ark. Let's turn this around just a little bit. While they were screaming on the outside, there was a camp meeting inside the ark. Hallelujah! 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 And Noah's children were saying, "Daddy, I'm so glad I believed you. Daddy, I'm so glad I stuck by you. Daddy, I'm so glad. I'm so glad." Hallelujah! 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 Oh, God wants to shake some of you tonight. He wants to shake you. Benaiah, Benaiah, where did your ferocity come from? Where did your strength come from? From another. From David. And tonight our strength comes from our heavenly David. Hallelujah. Dave, Do you want prayer, Dave? Dave, do you want prayer, Dave? Dave, do you want prayer? But Brother Kirshner is on his deathbed. That's the amazing mercy of God that I'll never understand. You may not be on your deathbed, but you need just as much mercy tonight as Dave had, dying with cancer, unsaved, on his way to hell. Do you want prayer, Dave? I'm asking you, do you want prayer tonight? Is there a lion in your life? Is there a lion in your life that you want to destroy? You can come here, hallelujah, and face that lion and kill him until God strengthens you with new, holy, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. God wants to do something miraculous for somebody in this building tonight. Oh, I need your support in prayer. I need your faith to support me right now. There is somebody in this building that needs the strength and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 You may feel weak tonight. You may feel cold on the inside because you feel like you're standing alone. But Benaiah fought a lion in a pit on a snowy day. There was snow in the pit. It was cold. It was uncomfortable. He could not get a good foot stand. It was slippery. It was chilly. But he was determined. He was determined. He was determined. And he slew his lion. Do you want to kill your lion tonight? Do you want to slay your lion tonight? Do you want to be known as a lion killer? Hallelujah. The Arkansas district right now, right now, God is doing great things for you. This is like a different district. This is like a new day to Arkansas. But God wants to take you now and put you on another plateau, on another level. He wants Arkansas to be filled of young people that know how to kill their lions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's looking for lion killers. He's looking for lion killers. He's looking for lion killers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me remind you of something, friend. Job was in a pit on a snowy day, a horrible cold day. His heart was frozen with loneliness. Oh, yes. And they came and they sat around him. And they said, there is sin in your life. All this could not happen to you. But he looked up. Hallelujah. And he slew his lion. Because he said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you a lion killer? Are you a lion killer? Where are you? Do you want to kill your lion tonight? Stand up where you are. If you want to kill your lion, come down as fast as you can. Don't fool around tonight. Come forward to the very front. To the very front. Not here. Go around. Go around. Amen. Come on. Kill your lion. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. It's time to get the Holy Ghost tonight. It's time to kill your lion. Oh, yes. It's a pit. It's a snowy day, but greater is the power of God. Greater is the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the help of everybody. I need all the adults, all the preachers. We need your help tonight. We need your help. We need your help. Come on, folks. Help us pray. Victory can be yours right now. Victory can be yours right now. Victory, 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 victory. Victory, victory. Just keep believing God. Keep praying. Come on, everybody, pray! We need real victory here tonight. We need real victory here tonight. Come on, we need real victory. Everybody, pray! 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 Everybody, pray! Pray! We need victory here tonight.